The report by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign shows the top donors to the Doyle campaign are all from the Dennis Troha family, who are also the biggest financial backers of a proposed tribal casino in Kenosha. Over the last 3 years, Troha family members from both Wisconsin and Illinois have given more than $200,000 to the governor's campaign. Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says the amount of tribal gaming money in state elections has jumped from zero in 1998 to more than $1 million in 2002.
That just reinforces the impression that people have that there are very wealthy interests who are able to call the tune in this state because they are playing such a big role.
But a spokeswoman for the Doyle campaign, Melanie Fonder, says that impression is wrong.
No donation of any kind will influence the governor.
Doyle has also received contributions from the Potawatomi tribe, which opposes the Kenosha casino. A spokesman for the Kenosha casino, Evan Zeppos, says the Troha family's donations are not an effort to buy the governor's approval of the new gambling facility.
Trohas are, in fact, exercising their constitutional rights of free expression, just as the opponents are expressing their rights when they make six-figure contributions in the past as well.
Still, Mike McCabe of the Democracy Campaign says the increasing role of big campaign donations in state races is making average voters more and more cynical about the appearance of a quid pro quo between donations and the policies of politicians who receive them. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.